This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu today. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedication of completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population there by improving the local economy. The Prime Minister flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the Prime Minister said the government is working day and night for the development of the state. The piped natural gas connection project in Nilgiris and Erode districts of Tamil Nadu will give an eco-friendly, positive environment which will be equal to planting 4 crore trees in 8 years.
This network covers Nilgiri and Erode district of Tamil Nadu. It will provide piped natural gas to nearly 9 lakh families and hundreds of commercial organizations. Piped gas will flow directly to homes, boosting ease of living. Thousands of jobs will be created directly and indirectly.
Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the Prime Minister referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain.
The conflict in West Asia, it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. We believe in the ideology of India first. In any situation, we have seen how our government always puts the interests of Indians above everything. Even this time, our approach will be the same. There is no need to panic or pay attention to rumors. I would like to appeal to the people, let us spread only correct and verified information. I am confident that as a nation, we will navigate every situation successfully.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala. He also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Divara Sabha in Kochi this morning. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma has said India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia and New Delhi today, she said the volume of crude oil secured by the government exceeds what normally would have arrived through the Strait of Hormuz. Spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said the government remains committed to the welfare of Indian nationals who reside in the GCC region and West Asian countries. India has welcomed the International Energy Agency, IEA decision to release emergency oil stocks amid prevailing supply disruptions. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that India is an associate member of the International Energy Agency and an active participant in international energy cooperation. India is closely monitoring the evolving situation in global energy markets, particularly in West Asia. The Lok Sabha rejected the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla by voice vote today. Replying to the discussion in the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said it is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition. The conflict in West Asia has intensified further over the past several hours, with fresh military action reported across the region. 2 drones fell in the vicinity of Dubai International Airport this afternoon, leaving 4 people injured. Meanwhile, the United States Central Command said American naval forces destroyed 16 Iranian vessels believed to be involved in laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. The World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 began in New Delhi today and will continue till the 13th of this month. And with that, we end this news bulletin.